Episode 7. Have aliens already broken out of the simulation? At night, when we look to the skies, what do we see? Space, stars, planets. Check. But what don't we see? Other life forms? Or signs of life? Nope. Aliens. Where the hell are the aliens? Welcome to AWLIAS, Are We Living in a Simulation channel. If you're new here, hello. I make videos on simulation theory, and as always a polite warning, my content may cause an existential crisis. So, back to our missing aliens problem. We as humans have spent billions in space programs, hundreds of years of astronomy, we've sent probes to the outer edges of our solar system. But disappointingly, we've never been able to find the equivalent of, say, an alien rat, or even bacteria. Why? Some will say perhaps, that we are the only life form there is, or ever will be. Perhaps Earth is unique. The conditions here could maybe be one in trillions. Water from a comet, plus some methane, plus energy and of course, solar protection, equals bacteria, right? Life needs these things to exist, correct? NASA disagrees, and so do I. It is impossible to believe, with an estimated 6 zillion 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 planets, or whatever the last count was, each with their own suns, that those same conditions could not be created elsewhere. In fact, alien life may not even require the exact same markup that our planet needed. So, if NASA claim it's almost a certainty that aliens should indeed live alongside us, in our universe, then where are they? Why have we never found aliens, and why have they never found us? Let me share with you a theory. What if aliens have already left the simulation? Rather than becoming extinct or kill each other, which is a possibility, what if instead aliens have simply checked out? What if aliens already figured out how to break out of our simulation? And so if they did, then why haven't we? Now the term breakout is a controversial one, I agree. Some would argue that the term itself makes no sense. For example, let us consider Sonic the Hedgehog for a moment. If Sonic was to discover he was living in a simulation and wanted to break out, how exactly could he achieve this? He can't. Sonic is virtually created from software, living in an alternative universe, the video game, as it were. He cannot leave the video game, the software, and live with his creator, us. But he perhaps could move on to another software system, another virtual universe, if he could take his memory data or saved data with him. Or more interestingly, the player who controls Sonic could decide to quit and uninstall the game. For example, a future VR version of Sonic, perhaps 1,000 years from now, would appear very real to the player. Until that is, the day the player remembers to take off the virtual reality headset and uninstall the game's data. What if alien life has already done this? What if they already uncovered the secrets of dark energy and matter? What if they already figured out what happened before the Big Bang? What if they already solved the puzzles to the questions that we have yet to ask? Perhaps other aliens found themselves in a similar place to where we are now, but 1 billion years earlier. Did they get bored of our simulated universe already? Did they leave us newbies behind and alone? Have they now gone on to the next simulation? Or the one after? For those still struggling with this concept, consider our own human behaviors. A few years ago, a certain social game called Farmville was mighty popular all over the world. Many people would play online, helping their friends by visiting their virtual farms and sharing gifts. Fast forward 10 years, and now the original Farmville is like a ghost town. When was the last time you checked on your farm? Nobody plays anymore. Many players' farms have been left abandoned on Zynga's servers collecting dust. Some have blocked all contact with Farmville altogether. Gone on to play other games, perhaps. Now, what if we replace farms with planets, or Facebook friends with aliens? And now perhaps you get my point. This is all hypothetical, of course, one of many possibilities surrounding alien life, which I will cover further in future episodes. It's also not my favorite theory. I still believe alien life is out there, and will be discovered in our lifetime. But, if this theory is correct, if aliens have indeed left our simulation, then, where did they go? Will they ever come back? Or perhaps more importantly, could we too, follow them, out of the simulation perhaps? But what are your thoughts? May I please ask for you to subscribe? If you enjoy these episodes, and want me to make more. See you next time, friends, on Are We Living in a Simulation? AWLIAS.com